So I'm struggling a little bit looking at the kind of outlines for the chapters because there's been an agreement that the purpose for this project and the audience for this project is for instructors or instructor use, for them to be able to develop their own curriculum. So segmenting or organizing the site according to these chapters is ineffective and kind of complicates that. But the next layer is, okay, how do these things still need to be handled, or how do these evidence then? In the first chapter, what's most important is, why don't we already teach this way? Why isn't there a design thinking approach, or why isn't there a multimodal framework being implemented across FYC courses? And although that's very historical in sense and might be able to be tackled by an interactive or hover over type timeline, how does that have significance, or how would that draw the instructor in, or why would they want to use that feature, is going to be a really big question. And so where does that show, or where is that on the site, or where is that on the landing page? So just to kind of like think through some of this, like if I put myself in their shoes and I'm like, all right, I'm an instructor, I've never completely redesigned my first year composition course to be multimodal. I'm sick of just throwing in multimodal assignments. If I get to a resource such as this, if I get to a website where I know if I follow this through or use the features available, I could write this, I could be supported in rewriting or redesigning a course like this. I would want to see, the things that have to do with what needs to be accomplished in an FYC course. So what those outcomes are, what those course objectives are, and how that fits within the overall mission or objective of that degree or university. So that would be first and foremost. And then I could align my own institution with that, or my program with that. Are there similarities? Are there differences? Let's start from there, because again, you've got to start with a base, and the base would have to be what the students are walking away with. So we got to do that first.